only thing. Qualcomm is also part of the issue here. Those shares not down as much, but they're still down by 2%. Now, the company actually beat last quarter. What happened again here is a forecast issue. So the company is saying here that, and also if you look at some of the individual areas within the company, yes, it's phone chips still selling relatively well. That's still the biggest part of its business. But some of the other areas where Qualcomm is trying to grow, Internet of Things, and those are faster growing areas, I should mention as well. Internet of Things, for example, was up 41%, but it's still lower than what analysts had anticipated. So that seems to be one of the areas of disappointment here.
Yeah, I'll take the other side of this one. Look, let's look at what we're seeing here. Relative outperformance by Qualcomm. And the stock shouldn't even really be down here, Julie. This was a very, very strong quarter for Qualcomm. Also, unlike many other of these tech companies, a strong outlook. And you had CEO Cristiano Amon. We've talked to him a bunch of times. He's reiterating essentially everything that he's told us. He said on the earnings call last night, quote, we're seeing more demand than supply right now. And that is a great, great position to be in. And in many respects, the same tone we heard from AMD when they reported their results earlier in the week. If you're selling chips, that's a good place to be.
And by the way, people have been selling chips, right? We should watch the other chips as well this morning to see how they're doing in reaction to those Qualcomm numbers. You know, it's been a bit of a tricky road there. And then I also want to just highlight what we're seeing with the pharmaceuticals as well this morning, because we had a trio of big, big pharma companies report. That is Merck, Biogen, and Eli Lilly, all of them reporting their numbers. So Merck, by the way, talking about getting a boost from its COVID-19 treatment, but it's maybe a little bit smaller boost than it had anticipated. Those shares are down by 2%. And the company coming out with a forecast for the full year, whose upper end is $7.25 in earnings, that's lower than what analysts had been anticipating. So that explains what's going on with those shares this morning. Biogen shares off by 4.5%, and that guidance too missed analyst estimates. The company talked about a write-down related to its Alzheimer's treatment, Aduhelm, which, as we know, has been having a lot of issues in terms of getting adoption and getting approval from various agencies. And then Eli Lilly, as we mentioned, that is the other of the big three. That company actually reaffirming its estimate for earnings and revenue for the full year. Nonetheless, those shares are also under pressure here this morning. All right, before we go to break, I want to take one last look at NASDAQ.